Good morning, everyone. Let me start a session which is called Best Practices, Upgrade Methodology and Upgrade Toolkit. In this morning, I think you will hear a lot of very interesting things. And as you are all here so early, I believe that you left earlier yesterday, or you just never go to your home. So. But I will try to woke up you, so don't worry. Let me introduce myself, because I think it's very important to know who is presenting you. So I am Tomas Stankevičius. From my surname, you know that I am not from Denmark. I hope that it's clear. I'm actually from Lithuania, a very nice small country. You are welcome to come. And I have a lot of experience in Microsoft Dynamics and EV. I was working for almost 13, 14 years. So I worked with a lot of different companies, and I migrated a lot of them. So I really experienced in that area. That's why I'm presenting to you. But when Microsoft selected us, they selected not me. They selected us as a company because of our model. We are working only through partners. And we are mainly are the upgrade center. That's why we are focusing on upgrades. We're helping partners to upgrade their customers. And this is where it comes, our presentation. So what you will hear today. So at the beginning, I will start about the upgrade in general. I need to align you and me on the topic. So we will think in the same way. Then I want to show you some hints on what you need to know before you're going for upgrade. And it's very important. This is part of the partner. Then I will shortly introduce how upgrade procedure changed, because now you have a new client, you have a new challenge. So it's very important to know how it was changed. Then we will go to the best practices, how to prepare for the upgrade. Then how to upgrade from the very, very, very old versions, and how to do the data migration, which is really big part, and sometimes it's most challenging part of the upgrade. And afterwards, we have a question and answers. If you have any question, you can ask during the session. It's okay. Okay, so let's start from the first one. It's upgrade in general. For those who are also working for a lot of years, let's say 7, 10, it will not be a lot of new things in this part, but it's only one slide, so don't worry. So let me start from the first one. It's a functionality upgrade. In previous life, let's say when we talk about the Windows client, we are usually using move as is upgrade methodology, which is pretty good if we are migrating version by version. Also, we do some recompilation of some add-ons. Let's say we have some additional components that created like a COM component, like automation, and then we need to recompile time to time. Sometimes if we migrate from the very old version or a lot of new features like in NAV 2013 were added, then we need to remove some functionality or we need to redesign them. So it's also a part of functionality upgrade. And the newest challenges in upgrade we have now, it's interface upgrade, which is really nice. I am asking you to come to next session. You will see how to create the pages. But this is a real interesting part in today's upgrade. So functionality upgrade overall usually takes most of the time, and people are developers are usually concentrating on this work, so you are pretty well on doing this, I am sure, and you have quite good quality of this. So next part is data migration, which usually we forget and remember at the last minute, oh my god, I need to do the data migration. And there are some very good tools from Microsoft, which coming version by version. The biggest challenge of this tool is that it's not supported for all the versions backward. So we will come to this a little bit late. then you need to always remember the migration, data migration tool for the add-ons or for the functionality you created, because it also need to be migrated in some cases. And sometimes if you go from very old version, like let's say from the DOS version, so you need to do the re-implementation. Or if you change the functionality dramatically, you also need to do the re-implementation. Then let's go to the next part, which is very important nowadays, because previously we had two databases. We have a native database and we have an SQL database. Now we have single one, only SQL database. So people need to migrate their data from the native to the SQL. And this is also a very good thing, because Microsoft provided a tool to help you to do this. So you can create a, you can import a tool, create some code unit, which will help you to find the incorrect data, because data, let's say date, is supported only from year 1700 something, 17 something. And in native, you can create whatever date you want. It can be before the Christmas, before the Christ. So, and when we talk about the migrating to SQL, you need to remember that you need SQL license, which is not needed for a native. And this is sometimes forget, people forget. And finally, we are coming to the implementation. Implementation usually the hardest part for the consultant and the for the project manager. And developers usually are the key persons who support them. So in implementation phase, we have few things. We have license and functionality update. You need to remember this. Then we need to test everything before we implement. We need to do trainings. We need to do a data migration on a live environment, and then to support the customer. Support usually takes 1, 2, 3 weeks, depending on the customer size. Okay, so this is a scope of the upgrade. I will touch most of these parts in my presentation. So let's look now what you need to know before you are going for upgrade. So the most important thing when you are upgrading your solution, you need to know how new version is working, what new functionality is available. So let's cover some small topics from what's new. I will try not to go deep, because you had a lot of sessions about what's new, but I will touch only most important parts. The first one, which I already mentioned in my presentation, is a technological. And if you remember, in NAV 2009, we have classic client, we have application server, which is really cool, we have a NAV server, and we have a RTC client. So it's pretty easy to remember this one. Now, instead of classic client, we have a development environment. So it's not a client anymore. You can do only development. And if you run anything, it will run on a role-tailored client. Then we have no NAS at all outside of NAV. But we have inside of NAV. I will show a little bit later. Then we have 64-bit platform for the server. This is very important, because some of the customers have 32-bit environment, SQL and Windows. So you need license, you need server, you need everything that supports it. Actually, it's most important part of this is computers for developers, because they also need to have this. They also need to have 64 bits, because otherwise they cannot do any development while they are not online. We have two new clients. We have SharePoint client, we have web client, which is really good and which supports a lot of features from the role-tailored client. And one feature that came when we compare with 2009 is administration tool. which is really helpful because you don't need to go to the configuration file and do all the adjustment manually. You can use a single screen where you see all the options and you can set them. So I mentioned that the Microsoft Dynamics NAV 2013 does not have NAS server outside of NAV. It's now a part of role tailored of NAV server. So all the configuration is available in configuration file, so you can go and type it manually. It's really cool. But you can use administrative tool. And in administrative tool, you can see that there is a part of NAS server where you can define what parameter you want to provide to the NAS as a NAS. So, and then it works very close to the same as it was in the previous versions. So it means you have a code unit one. Now these functions move to another one code unit just to support you, just to move some code from code unit one, which becomes more and more complicated. And then you can do the same tricks. But this is not all. Actually, when they moved NAS to server, to the NAV server, they also provided one very, very cool thing. You can run any job in a NAS while you are working with the client. So it means, let's say, I have a posting. I can write one command, one line, and it will run in a NAS. It's cool. I like it. Previously, you need to create a lot of good things just to support this. Now it's a single one. So this shows that you can remove a lot of customizations while you create it for the performance issues. Now just by changing to one code line. So in most cases, when we talk about NAS, we are talking about integrations. I just showed you one example when it's not an integration, but usually it's using for the integrations. And for the integration, we also used cfront, which is also gone. So all the integrations that were running through the cfront now are not valid. But we have much more very good options. The first one is web service. And I will encourage you to change your integrations to use web services instead of using NAS or using cfront, which is not available anymore. And you can have a lot of other things. You can have a .NET, which also enables you to have some integrations. And you can use an XML port, which supports XML files. So by removing the NAS from outside of application and adding NAS inside of application, plus adding web services, Microsoft created a really good integration platform. So you need to change your solution to use these benefits. Then I mentioned that we have additional clients, SharePoint and Web Client. And this is not the same as a role-tailored client. It's a not rich client. But it supports a lot of features from a role-tailored client. But when you are creating a solution or when you are migrating solution, you need to remember that you have them. And even though you are not using today, maybe you will use it tomorrow. I am sure you will use it day after tomorrow because the world is going to this direction. So when you are moving your functionality to the new version, you need to remember that you have more clients. Then Unicode. I like this. I think we were waiting for this maybe 10 years. Maybe 8. But now it's here. And it's very helpful when we talk about the data. Because Unicode is only for data. It's not for client. So if you want to see buttons and labels in any language, you need to use your regional settings to do this. But data now is in Unicode, which is really great. And if you had previously 3, 4, 5 different databases, now you can merge it to one database, which will be easier for you to support. Then we have a really big change which impacts a lot of business intelligence solutions. It's dimensions. Dimensions are very important part. Microsoft changed it to have less data in the database, to have a better performance when we are calling and looking for the data because we have queues. But it also impacts our business intelligence solution. So when you are migrating to 2013, you need to remember this, and you need to do a lot of changes in your business intelligence solutions as well in Microsoft Dynamics and EV. For those who migrated to an F2013 role tailored client, I hope you remember the time that in the sub pages you have a lightning and you need to find it just to execute some action. So now it's easier, everything is available in more user-friendly way. So you also can do some tricks just to support this. Then we go to the additional functionality, which was created in addition to client. So it's COM components or .NET components. .NET components just started a few versions before. And as we have now two separate places, we have a server and we have a client. So if you have a server part add-in, then you need to have it on .NET. This is the first rule. So all other components are not available, are not supportable anymore. And you need to have it on 64 bits. Remember this one. This is very nice two numbers, six and four. So you need to do to change this to 64 bits. For all others, if you are using them from the client, it's fine. But you never know for how long, because world is moving to the .NET. So how long Microsoft will support COM components? Guess. Okay. And I think in one of the first presentations in this campus, it was the presenter was talking about the new today, something like this. So I think that this new today about the cloud will be in a year or two. So companies will not invest so much in the new solutions. They will not buy licenses. They will use Azure or they will use any other cloud solution. So when you are upgrading your solution, especially your add-ons, you need to think about this because it's very important. And in one blog, I just read one phrase. I am not sure that this is right. This is not from Microsoft, so just don't assume that's why you have a star. That future Dynamics ERP releases will come first for the cloud. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But it can be. And there are, when we talk about the cloud, it's very important then to upgrade these solutions on cloud. So in new version, you have a possibility to use a command line just to import objects, export objects, compile, and so on. So more information you can find in MSDN. With NAV 2013, I found a really good MSDN site, because Microsoft really worked for this and they created really good help to support us. So I talked a lot about some very important things, but there are a lot of other features which you should look deeper into. I will not go through all of them. It's not my presentation, but just remember that there are a lot of good things which will cover the functionality you already built. So you need to remove it and use a standard to be as close as possible to the standard solution. One thing that is really interesting, and for those who never saw it, I would like to present. It's an Excel add-in. I hope it will work. Let me try. So I'm running NAV 2013. I've stopped it for another demo. One good thing about NAV 2013 is that RTC client is running much faster. It's really much faster client than it was NAV 2009. So let's take something. Let's take locations. Why I'm presenting this to you? Because I think that this is very important part when we talk about importing some data. Because previously you need to create a lot of solutions, data ports, XML ports, maybe automations and so on and so on. Now you can do this manually without any development, which is really cool. So I will take bins because it's the easiest part. So I have a bins. Now I just export it to Excel. So I have them on Excel. This is pretty easy, nothing new. I'm adding something. Let's see. I've added one line. I can always refresh the function, the data, and it will remove this new line. But now I can take this, copy, go to the NAV, and select paste rows. Here we are. So this is really, really nice thing Microsoft created, and it is out of the box. So use it. Really great. But I said a lot of good things about new version, but you always need to remember there are some features that are not available anymore. So when we talk about those, we have a huge list of features that are not supported, starting from CFront, going to the classic reports, and some mobile integration, employee portal, and so on and so on. Most of them are replaced with some new functionality, new features. So it's not the bad thing, it's improvement. But there are some not very good things. It's FOB file and FBK. So FOB files, yes, you can still import. But due to the technological change, you will not be able to compile if you have any links to the forms or any links to the data ports. It's not a problem. You can fix it manually, or you can fix by tool. I will present it a little bit later. When we talk about the FBKs, this is the internal NAVision backup, NAV backup. It is not supported when we talk about the old versions of FBK files. But you are still able to do this in 2013, which I think is not a very important thing because SQL backup is much faster. Okay? And then you need to remember that back in time, when we talk about the versions prior 4.0, prior 5.0, so 4.0 and earlier, there are some functionalities that were really redesigned in the same way as it was with dimensions in this version. So those functionalities are not moved, these functionalities cannot be moved as is. And for some of them, data migration out of the box is not available. So when you have this functionality, you need to think what to do with it. Maybe to redesign, maybe to do some other things, like creating an add-on. Okay? So by knowing all these things, how this upgrade procedure changed. So let's look at the previous time. So when we had previous version, let's say 4.0, and we're migrating to NAV 2009, it was pretty easy. Just merge this or do some customizations, as we did for the last 10 years. If you want to go from the older version, due to the tools available from Microsoft, data migration tools, you need to go through version 4.0 because data migration tools are available to migrate to NAV 2009 only from version 4. So you need to go through intermediate version. But all customizations can be merged directly to the new version. No problem. Now we have NAV 2013, new client. So there are a lot of changes in it. And you always need to go through 2009 RTC client. This is pretty important thing. So you need to do data migration through this version. You need to move some customization through this version. If you want to move them as they were in the previous version. If you just re-implement everything, it's easy. You are going to the new version, you do some coding, and that's it. But it's not the case. So at first, you need to remember that you have pages. So you need to create pages. And next session will explain you how. Then you need to think about reports and queries. It was session yesterday. I hope you all participated there. It was a very good session. And then you need to change your data ports to XML ports. And you must do all these things in an old version. And the same goes for data migration, which we will cover a little bit later. So now you know what you need to know before you start, how the procedure changed. Let's go to the rear about the best practices. And these best practices came from our experience, from our personal experience and our as a company experience. The first one is very important if we are talking about your add-ons. Why? Remember I said about new today, it's Azure. So everything is on cloud. And it's very important to have as less customizations for particular customer as possible. So in this case, you need to create a single code base with single functionality and move it to all the customers just by managing permissions. So it's very important when we talk about this way. So in your case, if you have now, let's say, 200 customers with different databases, with different customizations, it is really challenging. But you need to think how to do this, not going away. So in the future, let's say you take 5 customers, migrate to the single database, and then customers ask something. So you need to think before you do. You need to think, is it really so important? Maybe it can be done by external tools, external applications, by integrated solutions. And only in cases it's not possible, you need to think how to implement this in the whole solution for every customer, not for this one single. And it's very interesting because now it's more flexible, so you do not need to do a lot of customizations because customer wants to see the form as it was previously a little bit different. Means some fields in one place, some fields in another place. Now all these customizations can be done by the user or by the role, so you don't need to do this customization. So the life becomes a little bit easier. And that's why we always recommend now just try to avoid customer customizations. Then before you start, you need to look at the customizations available in your current solution. The same is for the future. Because it's very important to mark them all. As if you want to use automated tools, to do a functionality migration in the future, or to use them now, you need to have some identities for all the changes. And it's not so usually met in the customer databases, but still it's happening. We find this, let's say, once in three projects, that a lot of customizations are not documented, a lot of customizations are not marked. And when we talk about this, we always need to link to some document. Because in the future, you will take a look at this document and you say, okay, this functionality is a new version. I need to remove it. And then it becomes easier for you to upgrade in the future. Then, let's go to the local variables. Sometimes I found that people like global variables because it's easier to go to them and it's easier to find them. Yeah, it's good. It's very good. But if you want to move functionality from one, let's say from one object to another one object, or you want to move from one version to another one version, it's easier when you have everything in one place. It means everything in local variables and everything in code unit or everything in a function. I am not talking about the text constants. Text constants will always recommend to put in a globals, because then it's really easy to understand this. And one more example about the coding. Microsoft still allows you to comment with these nice signs, but I would recommend to use slashes. It's very, very important because of two things. The one thing, it's easier to see. So all the developers know that now we have in CL editor the colors, which is a very good thing. And these colors will appear only if I use this type of commenting. Another one thing, which is also very, very important, is automated upgrade. So let's take an example that we have a code which was coded with these nice signs, before and after line. I just took from the original code. And then in new version, so this is an old version. This is an old version. And in a new version, I've added two lines. Just it was added by the Microsoft because of some reasons. So if now I'm using the automated tools, automated upgrade tools, it will not show you any conflict because it's fine. I'm just added in a separate place. And it will add these two lines here. If I will took this object back to NAV, these lines will not be executed. So I miss code already. Okay? But you are talking about very old versions when you are migrating from very old. Yeah. At least I never experienced this. So maybe you are right, but. Okay. Very interesting. So we usually recommend to comment in this way, as we said, because you see a code and because automated tools will show you this error. So in this case, you have a chance to change a code and to add these two lines. So you will avoid some automated errors. It's very interesting comment about the translations. I would like to see it later on. So I said about the development, I think most of the things you already knew, but you always need to remember that you have a new client. You have pages and you have a RDLC reports. So when we talk about the pages, we have also few recommendations. The first one is try to set up, not to change the code, but to set up by using roles, by using user setup. Second one, if you have some very important fields, because sometimes customers want, put me this field in this tab and put me this field in the next part tab. So add most important fields in the several tabs. In this case, user will be able to choose in which one he wants to see this field. And do not try to always do the same design as it in classic line. Even though now you have much more possibilities to do this, but remember, this is a new client, this is a new era, this is a new feature-based functionality. And RDLC reports, this is the most important part of today's upgrade when we talk about the migrating to NAT 2013, because at least in our experience, we found that the biggest part when we talk about the time is reports. And it's usually not calculating in one-to-one, but it's like to do all the migration for the functionality except reports 200 hours, to do reports 1,000 hours. So it's really, really, really big part of upgrade. But in yesterday's presentation, speakers mentioned about one feature which is available from version 5.0. It's collecting information of which reports are executed. Use it. It's a very good thing, and you can find a lot of blogs in the web where it is written how to do this. Or you can ask us, we will support you. Second thing, you need to think maybe some reports should go out of NAV, especially those who are presenting analysis. Use some business intelligence tools. Then you have a lot of features in the pages because you can customize a list, you can customize a chart, you can do a lot of things. So sometimes you don't need any report. The only one thing, the most important parts where you need to move the reports are the documents, and we would recommend them to move and to redesign. Why we recommend them to redesign? Because in yesterday's presentation, I saw very interesting thing. I never found this anywhere. But it was mentioned that if you execute a queue, it will run few times faster than writing a code to do the same things. It's really good. So this explains that you need to redesign your reports to work faster, and also to use a new design. Okay, so it's very easy when we talk about the last version, because it's one step, usually it's not so big transition, but let's see what happens when we talk about the very, very old version. So I already mentioned that if you are going from version 5 or from version 4, it's pretty easy. You can go through NAV 2009 and then go to NAV 2013. When we talk about the previous versions, you have more steps. You need to do at least data migration for each of these steps. So it means if you have 3.6, which is still in the market, you need to go to 4.0, then to 2009, then to RTC, and then to 2013. It really takes time. So in this case, you need to think maybe to do re-implementation. So now you remember I said about the tool to support, to help you to move the old FOB files to the new version. So if you are using FOB file and you are moving it to new version, then you still have a code in the same way. It means if it calls form, you will see in a line form. If it calls data port, you will see it in a data port. But there is one tool, Text Format Upgrade 2013, which helps you just to move this functionality. And it's important only in cases if you have a lot of calls of functions or data ports in one object. Otherwise, it's easier just to go to export the FOB file, import, and fix it. Okay, so, and this tool is available. This tool is available in the upgrade toolkit. So if you take a look now at what was provided by Microsoft, so I compared two versions, 2009 and 2013. So in 2013, you have two tools. One is for data migration. Another one is my mention. So to move forms, pages, not forms, pages to pages or code units to code units by changing the form, word form, to the word page. In previous versions, you had a lot of other tools, which I also mentioned during my presentation. One of them was SQL migration, and there are a lot of other tools, like security tool, just to track what is used. Let's say duplicate names. It's also very important when we talk about native and SQL. Because in native, in previous, very, very old versions, I think in 3.60, last one, or maybe 3.70, it was available to have a same two objects with the same name, but with different ID. Now it's not. So there are a lot of other tools that are very important, and you can find them in NAV 2009 upgrade toolkit. So do not try to look it in 2013. So let's have a short example. Let's create a very simple code unit. Not this version, sorry. This one. This is NAV 2009. Let's create a code unit because then it's simpler to see how it looks. I will write very easily form run, let's say, form item card. Okay, so it's very easy code. Yeah. So I have two ways of how to move it. I can export it to, let's say, I can't for some reason. I need to find out why. It's very interesting. Maybe I missed license because sometimes now it's license. Okay, so I can move it as a FOB file and then import. It will be pretty easy. It will import a file and it will leave this line. So everything will be perfect. Just when you try to compile, it will hang you an error by saying it's not possible. And if you take a text file, if you export to the text file, to the directory where you have this .exe file, and you run this .exe file, then it converts it. So it's pretty easy. And then you import this text file with a page instead of form, and you can compile it. The one thing that is you always need to remember, when you're importing a FOB file, you always get a screen where you can define which one you want to import, replace, skip, and so on. When you're importing text files, you will get no messages. Everything will be imported. So remember this. Reports. So in yesterday's presentation, it was said the presenter said a lot about reports. So if you have a hybrid report, which has a classic and RDLC layout, there are some internal tools in NAV, which enables you just to migrate existing report without no loss. So everything will be, almost everything will be transformed. You need maybe just to optimize it, maybe to create queues and do other stuff. When we talk about the classic reports from the very old versions, so it will be migrated, but you will have no layout. You can try to use a tool which is implemented also in NAV 2009 as well in NAV 2013, and it will create you some basic layout. But in most cases, you still need to go and fix it, because I believe not a lot of people were using guidelines to create reports because of customer needs. And when you are migrating, you need to remember that forms, that request forms, will gone. So in case you forget to move it to the request page, you need to redevelop it again. And user guidelines from the Microsoft, they wrote about how to create reports, so it's very valuable. I think we were waiting for this long time as well. And when we talk about the upgrade, remember Rapid Start. It was also presentation a few days before. So you can use a Rapid Start as well to prepare some setup, some data import after you do the normal data migration. So you can save the time, you can avoid some mistakes on doing setup in different places. So use a Rapid Start as one of the tools during the upgrade, which is also very valuable. And due to a reason that you have a debugger, very good debugger in NAV 2013, so when you think about creating, moving forms to pages, I would recommend to go try to NAV 2013 and in that place fix all the mistakes. Because here you can use a very nice debugger which will show you the places you had an errors. Okay. Data migration. So data migration is one of the key parts in an upgrade, and it's very, very important part. So when we talk about the data migration for NAV 2013, you need to remember that the only one version you can migrate from is NAV 2009, starting from SP1. So in case you want to do the data migration by using standard NAV tools, you need to move to this version. You can move to this version from older version also by using Microsoft standard data migration tools. So it's not a problem, but it takes two steps already. And when we talk about the data migration as such, the process not changed a lot. It changed a little, but not a lot. So for those who already did this data migration by using standard Microsoft tools, you need to remember only a few things. One thing is that step one is an old client, step two is a new client, means an RTC. So to go from step one to step two, you need to run a service tier. And you need to import new license, because license model also changed. So this migration is pretty simple, it's pretty the same, but you need to add some additional steps in this. So first presentation, first demo was not successful. Let's try the second one. It will be not very long, but I will present you how this data migration is working, because this is a part of Microsoft provided tools. So I'm taking NAV 2009 R2 standard database. My next step is to import data migration tool. It's available in a upgrade toolkit for NAV 2009, And you can see I can migrate from, not this one, sorry, NAV 2013. And it's available from NAV 2009 SP1. So I'm just uploading the first file. I will not cover all the steps that are in this process. And it's because it takes time. And I don't think that we need to do this today. So now I have a form. I run it. I press a transfer data. The first step is really fast. It takes, in real situations, like 1-2 hours. In my case, it's 10 seconds. But it's because it's demo data. Then I delete objects. So it's pretty simple. Nothing manual. Just pressing some buttons. And that's it. So I've done with the first step. It was the easiest step. But now let's go to the really harder part. Close this one. Okay. So now we need to open it with new NAV. Remember that FBK file is not supported. So I cannot do a backup and restore. So I need to open it with this one. Let me see. Yeah, I want it. So now I'm converting database to NAV 2013. This feature was available for old times. So even if you are migrating from DOS version, you can migrate to the Windows client. It will not move the functionality as it is not moving now as well. It moves only functionality from objects that were supported in a previous version and supported now. But when you're migrating from DOS, it also moves the data. So yeah, it takes some time, not very a lot. Okay, it's updating. Yes?
Could you use the second Arctic database, open it in 2013, use the debugger, re-export the objects?
Yes, if you export in text format. Actually, I never tried. It's a good question. I never tried. There are some parameters, some properties in NAV 2013, which is not available in NAV 2009. So in cases you will not use them, I believe it should work. But in cases you are adding something, it will not. But remember that page designer is changed a lot when you compare NAV 2009 and NAV 2013, because it added a lot of features. Yeah, but for debugging, you can try. I think it's okay. Anyway, you can always create this in NAV 2013, debug, find an error, fix on NAV 2009, and import from 2009 to 2013. So it's a way. So now it was converted. I see only tables because all other objects were deleted when I press delete all the object files. So all objects. So now what I do two things. I need to import my customized objects. So I did a functionality upgrade. So I have some package of the objects. I need to import them now. Okay. I am importing. It will not take a lot. So now I am importing the file, is the objects, and then I will import this step two. So while it's working, it usually takes 1 minute. And I said a lot about the time that you need to spend on data migration. So it's very important to remember that it's really dependent on the size of database. And in our experience, when we get to the 40 gigabytes database, 40, then it becomes really complicated to do the data migration through the weekend. So you need to test data migration before you start doing it, before you're going live. And in cases you are not able to move it through the weekend, you need to do it in a different way. And one of suggested solutions that you can use for data migration is already in NAV 2013 upgrade tool. Remember I said about the redesign of dimensions. So dimensions movement from the old version to new version was done by using queues. And this queue is created by running some SQL commands right from NAV, which shows that by running some code in NAV, you can create a queue for NAV and use it later on to do something. So it's already in an upgrade tool. So it's imported. Now let's import upgrade toolkit. Step two. Okay. Two things I missed. You remember this is the same as I did for all previous versions. Now I need to import license. This is step one. I will not do this. I hope it's working. But you need to import new license because NAV 2013 using different licensing. And second step is easier. Just I'm closing NAV, RTC client. I need to run RTC because there is no possibility to run any code from development environment. So I need now to set up this one. Let me do it. It's pretty easy to do. Taking database, putting in very nice administration tool. Save. Okay. And run it. Very good administrative tool. So it helps a lot. You don't need to go to the text file, to XML file actually, to modify the right places. You can just do it in this way. Okay, now run. Okay, so yes. One thing I missed, and actually in my case, I need only to compile one object, but in real world, do not forget to compile all objects. Because you can have a different build for different objects, and when you import, you can have a incorrect metadata. So let me compile it. License, remember? Yes, it's license. Okay. I need to upload. Why it's not valid now? Yeah. So, license is also very important. Just remember. And it's different from NAV 2009. So 64 bits applications, I still take some time to run. Here we are. So now we have NAV 2013 up and running with the functionality I have, but I still miss one step. So let's finish it. I have a page now. Previously I had a form, now I have a page. So I am running. Okay. I'm running this page And I have two buttons just to press. So the first one is test database connection and transfer database data. Okay. And I've got a message which asking me allow I to do some external work. This is a place where what I said you, it's creating in SQL queue, which will be used for dimensions migration. So while it's running, let's go back to this version. And these are two code units where you can look at if you want to create some SQL sentences usage within NAV. So it's very good example on how it can be used, and it's already in Microsoft tool. So yeah, I think this one is the most important. So it's a lot of code. So if you want, you can read it, but it's really, really, really simple. It's just creating some queue, then it's reading from it and using your data later on. So you can read it at home, I believe. Yes. Yeah, this was done because of performance. Because otherwise, just going through all the dimensions and creating these IDs, it's pretty complicated. Now you can see it's already done, data migration, because of usage of these queues and SQL sentences. So it's not so complicated now to do a data migration as it can be if you are not using these tools. So let's finalize my presentation. I want to give you some checkpoints, what I was talking about and what is very important when we talk about the upgrade. So when you're upgrading, you need to remember that you need to use NAV 2009 if you want to move form to page by using transformation tool, the transformation tool session you already had. The page creation session will come next. Then you need to remember 64 bits, these two numbers, 6 and 4. This is very important, and it's important for customer, it's important for developer, it's important for salesperson if he wants to do some demos, it's important for consultant if he wants to test something on his own PC, it's important for everyone in a company. So you need to renew some environment as well in this side. Then you need to remember about server side of the COM components, which are not available. You need to remember that CFront is not available, but you can use the web services. You need to change a NAS, how in a way you use a NAS server. Then you need to think on development in the future. Always remember that you have a cloud solutions, you have Azure. So you need to build in a little bit different way, and it's almost available. Then you need to do all the preparation. You need to do the analysis of your reporting. Remember that I said reports conversion takes like 5 times more than all other steps together. So it's very, very important to have this in mind. And use the new features that are available in NAV 2013. It's really, really good version that came from Microsoft. I like it. I hope you like it as well. Thank you. So
the reason why you can't go from 4 to 2013 is that
So actually, when we talk about 4.0, from 4.0, there are two very big changes. The job module change and service module change. Just Microsoft tools providing you from NAV 2009 SP1.
Yeah, but no, but it's
so
just been built like you go all the way from 4 to 2009.
I think you can build it by yourself. I'm not expecting this from Microsoft, because it was stated from Microsoft that they built one version or two versions back. I don't remember the exact phrase. So, or you can ask us. We can help you. Yeah, yes and no. Yes, we know how to do this. No, because it costs you. Yeah, but I always suggest to try to do is data migration in one step and everything in one step. This is the best way. But sometimes it's not possible. And sometimes it takes too much time to prepare tools for migration directly from one version to another one, instead of moving version by version. Because when you're moving version by version, usually you need to migrate only changes related to the tables. Just adding some fields, nothing more. Other functionality can be moved as is, so it's not so important. But yeah, but sometimes you're just building the one data migration. As I said, for setup, you can use Rapid Start. So you just prepare whatever you need and you have, or you can build it in a tool, just adding some code and it will add. It's not a problem. Fixing data, it's not a problem during this migration process. Yes.
Can you pinpoint how to make changes to the upgrade toolkit related to if you have new master data tables, document tables, and entry tables containing new containing dimensions? Because that part is not actually covered.
So yeah. Okay, so what this tool does? So this tool creates a queue. Just give me your contacts. I will write. Okay. Can you repeat a question? Okay. Okay, so okay, I will write guidelines how to add a code just to support the dimension migration in this presentation. Okay. Okay, so yes. No. So what takes longest? Actually, when you said about the Unicode, I remember one thing. I will answer. Yeah. I will answer to your question just to add some additional information. So in NAV 2013, the table header size was increased from 8 kilobytes to from 4 to 8. But it doesn't change anything because of Unicode, because Unicode fields use twice more. So the same number of fields, just to remember. Now I'm going back to your question. The question was, which part of migration takes the longest time? So we are not talking about the functionality migration, which is really big, because we have reports, which takes thousands of hours usually, if you are trying to migrate them all. But when we talk about the data migration, the first step that I showed, it's pretty simple, really great, really quick. Then database conversion is also pretty fast. It's not very dependent on the size. And then we go to the two biggest parts. The object import, which sometimes takes day because of changes of data. And the second part is step two. I never tested which part of this step two takes the most time. Never tested this one. But I believe this is not dimensions. I think it will be somewhere else. Yeah. But I think this Unicode is not taking so long time. SQL is performing pretty fast on these tasks. When you're opening the database with NAV 2013. Yeah, it's in database conversion. More questions? Okay, thank you. And I hope you will stay here and listen to the second presentation afterwards. And I'm asking you to evaluate this presentation just by using this QR code.